Cardinal Stage Company's production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore runs through Sunday. Inspired by the rotating cast of 16 prominent Bloomington women, the WFIU Arts Desk scouted the community for true stories from women about the role clothing has played in their evolution. Trish Curley is a visiting lecturer at the Kelly School of Business. She's worn men's suits for decades, but none of them ever fit quite right. 2 years ago, she worked with a tailor to create a suit specifically designed for her body. But as she tells Annie Corrigan, the perfect fit is one of many issues she's had to navigate.
People have said to me, why do you wear a man's suit? And I say, well, when I wear it, it's not a man's suit. I knew I wanted a dark blue suit because I was just thinking of a jacket and pants. So she said, well, do you want a vest? I mean, I hadn't had a vest, to be honest, in years. So I said, well, what the hell? I'm spending $1,000 anyway. I might as well, you know, do it. Right? And then she said, well, what do you want the back to be? So it's this silky, I don't know, a shimmery paisley design going on. And the fabulous part about this is not only that it's on the vest, but the lining of the suit is the same material. So, oh, but it's got my initials in it too, which is just like too, I mean, it's just too much. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it, right? I think as a, you know, a butch identified lesbian who wears clothing that reflects that identity, I am very conscious and intentional about how I dress and where I dress, the way I dress, and where it's safe to do it, where it may be more of a risk, and where I'm not willing to compromise. And one of the ways I don't compromise is when I interview for a job. I need to feel like I am bringing my whole self to the table and that they know who they're getting. The last time I wore my suit could have been for my job interview. I'm not sure I wore the vest. And I often don't wear a tie with the suit. It depends. Sometimes I feel like that's the thing that's going to put me over the edge in certain settings. I mean, I don't know. I'm probably kidding myself. Like the suit isn't masculine enough, which is, it's totally, you know, quote unquote masculine. And yet that icing on the cake, the thing that might set off that wrong person, might be the tie. But then again, you know, there's lots of folks if that see me that think I'm a man. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, what do I expect's going to happen? I mean, am I surprised that people would have this reaction? No, because people are still very most people are intent on women looking like women and men looking like men. And when you break those rules, it messes with people's heads. I'm not doing it for the shock and awe. I just do what feels right, and I know when it doesn't. I think I've gotten to the point where I really do know when it doesn't. And I'm striving for when it really does, because I know the difference. Once you know it, you can't close that door in some ways again.
Trish Curley is an occasional host of WFIU's Profiles. She also teaches at IU's Kelly School of Business. This story was presented by the WFIU Arts Desk as a compliment to Cardinal Stage Company's production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore.